This is the Game Act Hotline for April 9th, 2006, episode 29.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more...
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video game down and this podcast up. We are the latest for video game news, video game releases, and video game interviews. So glad to see you here. My name is Luke. Let's go ahead and let's get this show started. First off, I want to go ahead and tell you guys, I want to thank Major Nelson for the opportunity I had to speak with him over at the Xbox Studios. I also want to go ahead and thank all those who were able to help me record the show. I also want to tell you guys, if you guys are really interested in the gaming industry, as in wanting to learn more about becoming a programmer and also what programmers and developers are thinking when they're making the game, there is a podcast called Fat Pixels Radio. You can visit it at www.fatpixelsradio.com, or I'll have a link at the site. But I really, really enjoyed it. If you're really interested in that, I've also been talking with him. He seems like a really cool guy, so I would definitely check that out. Also, I want to go ahead and tell you we are having a console event over at the Edmonds Community College. It's going to be $10. And it will be at the Triton Union Building from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. And it's going to be this Friday. So if you are in the Linwood, Washington area and you can come on over to the Edmonds Community College, we'd love to have you come and play some video games and see if you can brag me at Halo 2. But that's enough for our news for this week. Let's go ahead and let's get into our video game news. Our first story, Microsoft picks up Lionhead Studio. Many rumors started about why Peter Molyneux, creator of the Black and White series, Fable, and the movie titles, canceled his talk at the game development conference. Well, rumors were answered when it was learned this week in a press release that Microsoft had just purchased Lionhead Studios, which is Peter Molyneux's company. Lionhead Studios will now join Bungie, Ensemble Studios, FASA, and Rare as part of the Microsoft Studios. Rumors now speculate a Fable game will be announced at E3. We will see what happens when we're at E3 next month. Our next news story, Sony PS3 won't be 500 to 600 euros. Sony had to retract a comment by the Sony Computer Entertainment France boss, Jorge Bernet, in which he claimed that the PS3 would be worth 500 to 600 euros. Jorge has been interviewed by the French radio station about the price of the PS3, when he commented that the system would be comparable to the price of other Blu-ray players, who are said to be around 500 to 600 euros. Though the comment was retracted to stop rumors about the PS3's price point, it has created even more rumors about its final price. Our next news story, Michigan violent game law is dismissed. Last Tuesday, Michigan violent video game law was said to be unconstitutional. The law, which was supposed to start December of last year, was placed on hold as the Entertainment Software Association, Video Software Dealers Association, and the Michigan Retailers Association challenged the law. U.S. District Judge George Karam Stee said the research conducted by the state has failed to prove that video games have ever caused anyone to commit a violent act, let alone present a danger of imminent violence, despite the fact that some of the games are likely to be considered disgusting or degrading by certain people. Neither the Supreme Court nor Sixth Circuit has ever applied the Ginsburg or obscenity test in cases that don't involve sexual explicit material. This court finds the Ginsburg test is inappropriate to the ultra-violent explicit section of this act. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our final news story. Nintendo post $800 million profit last fiscal year. Nintendo fiscal year ended this last month, with Nintendo making over $800 million, despite the companies telling investors that they would lose money this year. This was Nintendo's biggest profit since the release of the GameCube and Game Boy Advance in 2001. Nintendo accounts the success to the DS, DS Lite, Mario Kart DS, and many of the Brain Age games. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get into our top game rentals at Gamefly.com. Number 5, The Godfather for the Xbox. Number 4, Far Cry Instincts Predator for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Blazing Angels Squadron of World War II for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top-rented game this last week, Kingdom Hearts 2 for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our top games in Japan this week. Number 5, Pokemon Rangers Diamond Pearl A no Michi for the DS. Number 4, Final Fantasy 12 for the PlayStation 2. Number 3, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Motto Nao Kiteru Otana DS for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Another Century's Episode 2 for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top sold game in Japan this last week, Pro Soccer Club O Tsukuro Europe Championship for the PlayStation 2. Okay, let's look at our top games in the UK. Number 5, Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter by Ubisoft. Number 4, Buzz The Big Quiz by Sony. Number 3, FIFA Street 2 by EA. Number 2, Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion by 2K Games. And the number 1 top sold game in the UK, The Godfather by EA. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our new releases this week. For the Xbox 360, Major League Baseball 2K6 by 2K Games. Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. For the Xbox and the PS2, Real World Golf by Mad Catz. IHRA Drag Racing Sportsman Edition by Bethesda Media. AMF Extreme Bowling by Bethesda Media. Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. For the Xbox, King of Fighters Neo Wave by SNK Playmore. Army Men Major Malfunction by Global Star. Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast by Sega. Stacked with Daniel Negreanu by Myelin Media. Classified The Sentinel Crisis by Global Star. For the PS2, Samurai Champloo Sidetracked by Namco Bandai Games. Monster Rancher Evo by Tecmo. For the GameCube, Odama by Nintendo. For the PSP, Major League Baseball 2K6 by 2K Sports. For the Nintendo DS, there are no Nintendo DS games this week. For the Game Boy Advance, Cabbage Patch Kids The Patch Puppy Rescue by D3. For the PC, Condemned Criminal Origins by Sega. Auto Assault by NCSoft. Bone The Great Cow Race by Telltale Games. Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. And the top game for this week is Battlefield 2 Modern Combat by EA Games. And that will be for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a break right now. We'll come back with some game trivia. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Hello, fellow gamer. Are you in the Seattle area? Do you want to make video games? Well, Edmonds Community College wants to help you make games and offers accredited game programming classes such as 2D game development, 3D game development, game testing, and PlayStation to Linux programming. You can also learn the languages C, C++, C Sharp, and Java. Visit us at www.edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Edmonds Community College. You can visit them at www.edcc.edu. We also are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at www.seattlepodcasting.net. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia. Our first category is Capcom series. Number one, this Capcom fighting series has fighters by the name of Guile, Ryu, and E. Honda. Number two, this PS2 series had you fight with some of the greatest Japanese and French actors as the playable characters while trying to fight evil spirits in feudal Japan and modern-day France. Number three, this series was half Jurassic Park and half Resident Evil, with the final game being In Space. Our next category is Sega Saturn games. Number one, this 3D fighting game wasn't the first of the series, but was the greatest and the biggest sold game for the Sega Saturn. Number two, this party game from Hudson Soft let you use bombs and had up to 10 people battling each other in battle mode. It is also in the news as it might become a part of the Xbox Live Arcade. And number three, this 1994 arcade racing port by Sega was considered the best racing game on the Saturn. Okay, our final category. IGN had a section about games with gore, so I thought I'd go ahead and grab a couple games from that and ask you questions. Number one, this N64 first-person shooter off a comic book has you as the second dinosaur hunter and had an attack with a flying drill that bored into the enemy's head. Number two, this GameCube and PS2 thriller had you finding the president's daughter in a European village. The gore came when your character is decapitated by a chainsaw. Number three, this PC horror first-person shooter game entitled First Encounter Assault Recon had you using your superhuman reflexes and had the gory random body explosions. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our final question. Well, it looks like only Nintendo is number one in the recent GameSpot article, just released saying that this last week, the Nintendo DS and DS Lite just beat out PS2 and PSP sales combined. What I want to know is, how many DS and DS Lites were purchased this last week in Japan? I'd like it to the nearest 100 units. Okay, we'll go ahead and we'll take a commercial break. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This is Pitfall, the smash hit video game by Activision that everybody wants for the Atari video computer system, with scorpions, tar pits, and rolling logs, with underground passages and cobra rattlers, with swamps, hungry crocodiles, and lots more. Don't miss Pitfall, the smash hit that everybody wants. Get it before they're all gone. Pitfall, designed by David Crane. Don't miss it.
Live from x360leaks.com, it's the XBL Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
Hey, this is Pitcher.
Thank you for having me.
Today we have Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
This is the other guy coming to you live and strong.
tech news.
If you have a Sony PlayStation,
the brick is extremely large.
I mean, it's smaller than a laptop.
I've got a breakdown on everything you need to know before you jump into the 360 arena.
They have been using computers for therapy with Alzheimer's patients.
Game news.
Arcade games are selling for $5 to $15.
Yeah. I don't think I'll play this game.
Game reviews.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dune.
We're going to review Fight Night Round 3.
That's right, it's King Kong.
I know Manga Man's been really into this game.
The majority of people out there like that. Yeah. Out of 10, that's pretty high.
To me, I wouldn't suggest buying it.
Interviews from the gaming community.
How's it going, K-Rock?
Oh, it's going great.
Major Nelson, a.k.a. Larry Herb.
You guys really have made my success.
Welcome, Gamer Andy.
Hi, nice to be here.
Hi, this is Luke from the Game Act Top Mind podcast.
I'm the Rebel. Welcome to Extra60Leagues.com.
And Live.5.
This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion.
I've been gaming for a long, long while.
You need to move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you. We got four wonderful Xbox Live gaming gifts here.
Live on Xbox Live. This is XBL Radio. Your game, your voice, your radio.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Let's go ahead and let's get back to our game trivia. Okay, let's get to Capcom series. Number one, this Capcom fighting series had fighters by the name of Guile, Ryu, and E. Honda. And the answer is, what is the Street Fighter series? Number two, this PS2 series had you fight with some of the greatest Japanese and French actors as playable characters while trying to fight evil spirits in feudal Japan and modern-day France. And the answer to that was, what is the Onimusha series? And the final question, this series was half Jurassic Park and half Resident Evil, with the final game being in space. And the answer was, what is Dino Crisis? Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at Sega Saturn games. Number one, this 3D fighting game wasn't the first of the series, but was the greatest and biggest sold game for the Sega Saturn. And the answer is, what is Virtual Fighter 2? Number two, this party game from Hudson Soft let you use bombs and had up to 10 players battling each other in battle mode. And the answer is, what is Saturn Bomberman? And I'm really hoping it'll come back to the Xbox Live Arcade. That'll probably be one of the biggest games, in my opinion. But, number three, this 1994 arcade racing port by Sega was considered the best racing game on the Saturn. And the answer is, what is Daytona USA? Okay, let's look at games with gore. Number one, this N64 first-person shooter was off a comic book and has you as the second dinosaur hunter and had an attack with a flying drill that bored into people's heads. And the answer is, what is Turok 2 Seeds of Evil? Number two, this GameCube and PS2 thriller had you trying to find the president's daughter in a European village, and the gore came when you are decapitated by a chainsaw. And the answer is, what is Resident Evil 4? There was a controller that was in the shape of a chainsaw for the GameCube version when it was released. So, really crazy stuff. But number three, this PC horror FPS game entitled First Encounter Assault Recon had you using your superhuman reflexes and had gory random body explosions. And I pretty much told you the answer. First Encounter Assault Recon spells out fear. Okay, let's go ahead and let's find our final question. Well, it looked like Nintendo was number one in Japan after it sold more DSs than PS2s and PSPs combined. My question to you was, how many DSs and DS Lites were purchased this last week? And the answer is, what is 209,274 units? The PS2 only sold 33,300 units, and the PSP, 36,943. So it just destroyed them. But that's going to be it for this podcast. Remember, You can email me any of your comments, questions, or if you have any trivia you'd like to hear at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. You can subscribe through our podcast through iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, or Yahoo Podcasts. You can also vote for us at Podcast Alley or become a friend with us at Podcast Pickle. Well, that's going to be our show for this week. We'll go ahead and turn your video game back up, and you guys have a great week.